chance. Wiltord makes a run ahead of it. Bergkamp suddenly changed pace through the centre. It's Bergkamp! That's magnificent! The move, and then this, which left Dabby's ass totally stranded.
Hello, and welcome to a Bergkamp Wonderland. They said it couldn't happen, but it's happened. Josh has done back-to-back games, which is wonderful. Now, I've got to find out which one of my... It was that one. It was YouTube. Josh, what has happened? How have the planets aligned? I mean, to get you on back-to-back is like having a solar eclipse 2 days in a row. Doesn't happen.
No, but it is the Ginger's favourite time of year.
Is it?
Back-to-back solar eclipses. What more? I can't get moon burnt, can I?
Well, you can get your moons burnt, but you can't get moon burn. I think they're two completely different things.
Absolutely. So, yeah, it's great to be back on. I don't think I've done back-to-back since the heady days of COVID, when we were struggling for people.
I think everybody did everything back-to-back then, because no one had anything to do other than talk about the foosball. Because there's actually people watching. I didn't think anybody would turn up for this, because I forgot to do everything until this afternoon. We've got someone there. Pete Coulson is there. Good day to you, Danny, and young Josh. I mean, that's debatable. Now, you've got to be pushing 40, haven't you?
I mean, it's relative, isn't it, Danny?
And it's just youngest a number.
Versus the Earth, I'm basically a youngster. Embryo.
It's only a number, and if you go to 99.9 with 1,000 nines recurring, planets in the universe, that you'll say that what are numbers? Numbers don't exist. Yeah. It's a human made construct, which we're the only ones who stick by. So you know,
don't need numbers.
Your bum numbers. We're not having it. Yeah, a bit philosophical there. I've got new socks, but we'll talk about that later. Ooh. Seamless socks.
That's a teaser and a half, if ever I've heard one. Mm-hmm. Seamless socks. Indeed. How'd you get your foot in? So many questions.
I think you cut them in half, you crack them open, you can only ever wear them once.
Oh, okay.
Oh, here we go.
So it's like a walnut.
Brady's banana, just tucking into my steak and eggs. I have a phobia of eggs. I cannot touch eggshells, so I can't cook eggs. I love scrambled eggs, as long as they're expensive eggs. None of you have found these out of a chicken's bum nonsense. And so I've had to buy 20 eggs for my protein diet, given them all to Sian's mum and said, cook me some eggs. So she's going to cook me some boiled eggs, six at a time, and I'll gobble them down like a hungry hippo. Do you like the egg? Are you a fan of the egg?
I'm a big fan of eggs. I don't really have an issue of which animal. Mm. Well, not dog, but
No, save that for Christmas.
Yeah, there is a
Pete
line.
Coulson says, I was just a term of endearment, to be honest. It's been too long.
Well, now he's saying I'm old. That's
rude. Since he's caught a live show? Or
maybe he's calling me young Josh. He must have missed yesterday. Pete, where were you?
Yeah. Disgraceful. No one listens anymore. Podcasts. No one listens to Arsenal podcasts anymore because we're too good. Yeah. They cannot be bothered. Everyone is now a Man United fan. Did you see Goldberg last night? Goldbridge?
Yes, I did.
He threw his chair.
He's a very angry man from Preston, isn't he?
Top quality. And Goldbridge isn't even his name. Never mind, we'll move on. No. Right, today's show, Josh, I don't know if you're aware of it, we're playing your second team. Do you want to explain to the boys and girls, mums and dads, cats and dogs, why you have a season ticket at Brighton? Are you a glory hunter?
Yes, I am a glory hunter. It's the easiest question. No. Basically, what's happened is, you know, when someone says, oh, there's no Premier League on this weekend, go and watch your local side.
Mm.
That's just got out of hand, basically. Yes. Brighton, 20 years ago, when I started going, they were playing Dagenham and Redbridge in League Two, thinking whether actually it was League One. But yeah, it's stupid. I don't understand what's gone on. Makes me look silly.
Good money.
I know. Everybody thinks I'm a weirdo now because I've got two teams because I don't support. Maybe I need to start going to Whitehawk instead. Yeah, say, sorry, Brighton, you're too big now after I've been following you for so long.
Yeah.
I've got to find a proper local side, go smaller and smaller and smaller. Soon I'll just be watching kids kicking around in the field because everybody else is too good. So yeah, that's basically what happened. moved here, started watching, going to the games, and now it's got out of hand. I've now have two Premier League sides that I support, and what, last season they both finished in the top six.
Ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
I'll give you some kind of context, people. Some of you will remember these days. In the season 2000-2001, Brighton finished top of the fourth tier of English football. Cardiff second, Chesterfield third, Hartlepool, Leighton Orient, Hull and Blackpool. Now, some of those teams have had a decent run. Brighton, Cardiff, Hull and Blackpool have all been in the Premier League. And now most of them are back down towards the, some of the lower league levels of English football. I'm looking at who else. This just sums up my luck, people. Everybody knows, you know what my second team is, don't you, Josh? Not my local team, my second team. What is it?
Peterborough United.
No, that's my local team.
Oh, it's close. AC Milan.
It's the mighty Bristol Barnet.
Oh, yes, Barnet.
And that season, when Brighton won Division 4, guess who finished bottom of Division 4 and got relegated to the conference?
Peterborough United.
Barnet. We're moving on from this.
We're in a comedy group.
Peterborough that season, they actually finished mid-table in Division 3. I know it wasn't called Division 3, but we're working in old money here.
Yeah.
And that season, Luton got relegated to Division 4. Swansea, another ex-Premier League side, got relegated to Division 4, along with Bristol Rovers and Oxford. So it does show you that anybody can get promoted. Swindon, Premier League. Oldham, no. Brentford.
Oldham were Premier League.
They were in the very first season.
Yeah.
Brentford, currently Premier League side, finished 14th in Division 3. Any other ones? Bournemouth, in the Premier League now, finished 7th. Wigan, 6th, they've been in the Premier League. Stoke, Premier League. Reading, Premier League. And Millwall won the league. Maybe they might get to the Premier League again quite soon because they've got I've got an itchy armpit. I think that's illegal. I think I should shut up, Josh, get on with it.
Maybe, but I was quite enjoying it.
Have we got any...
We've got a lot of questions. People were cooking dinner. I need some inspiration. I think right now we're thinking pizza, but if anyone's got a better option...
Splendid business.
Oh, thank you, Steve.
Yeah, always with some wise words. Let's. You have the power to bring up the buttons and press people's comments.
Yeah, that's true. I forget.
You do that while I have a little swig of Monster.
Formerly known as is cooking gyoza. That's a good choice, but I'm not sure I fancy that at the moment.
I've never heard of it. I thought you played for Real Madrid.
No. What have we got from here? Brady's worked out what a gyoza is. Pete Coulson's got a question for me. Do I still think the Belgian Arshavin is the Belgian Arshavin? Yes. Mr. Boblex is there. How do? Fancy. Pork and kimchi mandu, Korean dumplings. What else have we got? Mr. Boblex is having salmon with mash and veg.
I had M&S collection, British outdoor bread, Wiltshire cured ham breaded, no water added. I've got that, and they did a selection of foreign cheeses. So I've got an orange one and a yellow one. That's my dinner.
Interesting from Pete Little, scouting for Hartlepool that year and Northampton. Hartlepool wanted a southern scout and Northampton wanted a northern one. Well, that's the Midlands for you, isn't it? They're going, that's south enough for me. Pete Coulson, what is he having? Chicken Mediterranean tray bake. Ooh. Is that Orzo?
Pete Little used to be a footballer. And maybe one day we'll get him on and have a chit-chat with him. Most footballers, they can't really construct a sentence, says I. So if Pete feels up to it, he's 70 now. And
he's using full punctuation, so clearly.
Full. Not on his phone.
No. That is hand-typed, artisanal comments.
It'd be nice to have someone on, because we haven't had anybody on with a little bit of historical knowledge for quite some time.
No.
My neighbour's kids.
Well, just people with knowledge. That's enough.
My neighbour's kids are screaming. Begging. Sean used to do that with all of her mates. When we had a trampoline, terrorised the entire neighbourhood for a decade. All right, let's get into the show, shall we? So, the game is Brighton v Arsenal. The competition is the Premier League, just confirming that. The date is Saturday the 6th of April. Kick-off time is 5:30 for R. Ellis and R. Nick and who is it? Phil Macca in the Norwich area, in the Hunstanton Norwich area. That's the only one I had to do because I forgot to do that last night. So all the rest of you, I've no idea what time it is in Australia or Mumbai or Johannesburg. Isn't it? I've got no idea. You have to figure that out for yourselves. No, it's on TV on Sky. Well. It's what?
Clocks have changed as well. Makes it all more difficult.
Ruins me. TV, it's on Sky Sports or a decent IPTV. You know, if you know. Radio, I don't think it's on. Players out. There's two players out. Dewey and Timber still got a knee injury. Probably late April, beginning of May. I mean, that's disgraceful. Mm-hmm. That's how bad an injury it was. And a young man called Bukayo Saka, they said on the 5th of April, which I think if you check your watches, it is today, quote, we will now know, ... We have a training session in a few hours, full stop. Everyone else seems okay. I mean, why do they even bother asking about who's injured? Because they're just going to give you nothing, are they?
Nope. I think from what I saw was Saka was going to be ready for Bayern. Put it that way.
And that's exciting, isn't it?
I guess at some point he will feature this weekend. Don't know if it'll be a start, but maybe a finish.
Right, that's it. That's all we've got out for Arsenal players. But because we have got someone who was one leg in the Brighton Stadium, players injured. Solly March, known to his mates, ruled out with a... he's been out since January.
I mean, ACL, I think.
Ooh. He was a good player. Mm-hmm. I liked him. Jack Hinshelwood.
Out for season.
Is he a decent player?
He is. He's. You'll enjoy this. His dad played for the club and his uncle played for the club. Well, and his grandfather played for the club. It's a long line of Hinshelwoods.
Milking it now. Mitoma, another decent player. Lower back injury. He's ruled out as well. He's been out since February. Well, the last quote was from February, so I'll take it he's been out for a while.
He has. Solly March has been out for, pre-European games. He's been out since October.
Billy Gilmore is ruled out, knee injury. Evan Ferguson, ankle injury, 50-50. Adam Webster, he's got a knock, ruled out, no return date. And James Fatty Milner, he's been, I mean, the last quote from his injury was in the 2nd of February, so I take it he's been out for a while.
Yeah, hamstring, I think, from memory.
So,
did you have Billy Gilmore in there? Sorry, I phased out halfway through.
I did Billy Gilmore. I've been licked by a puss. Hello, Betty. So out of that lot, Solly March, Mitoma, Gilmore, Ferguson, Webster and Milner, they're all basically first team players, aren't they?
Everyone but Milner. But yeah, there is a big load of injuries that have been happening at Brighton. João Pedro has just come back, which is good. From striker point of view, definitely missed him over the last couple of weeks. I think generally the team is coming back to something serviceable. What would really be nice would be if Ansu Fati pulled his finger out. He makes Trossard look great in relation
to Barcelona. A legend, isn't he? I mean, what's going on with him? Just shows how poor the Barcelona league is, doesn't it?
I think the main thing I think it's an issue we've seen with plenty of Arsenal players all the time. Hector Bellerin probably is the last one where he just stopped trusting his body, won't go for a sprint anymore, won't try anything because he just thinks he'll break down and be injured again. So you could see.
He's 21.
Yeah.
How can he have that attitude at 21?
He's a player that I think if he left Barcelona, as in became a permanent signing for another team, he'd pull his finger out. But because I think he's still got that fullback of, oh, next season I'll go back to Barcelona. Then I think he feels like he doesn't have to try as hard. You see it with youth players. I'm sure there's Arsenal youth players who have had that attitude across the years. And actually, Akpom turned up at Brighton a bit like that as well. Who I got to see earlier in the season as well. He was just as shit as he was beforehand.
Is he at Ajax?
He is at Ajax.
Mm. Yeah, they bought him from Middlesbrough, top goal to win the championship last season. Mm-hmm. They paid quite a hefty amount of money for him, didn't they?
15 million, I think. Wow. And then
Jokeres, a lot of money for the Dutch league.
Jokeres went to Sporting Lisbon as well. That's another ex-Brighton forward.
Mm.
There's plenty of, I think, movement that we'll see in that kind of front from four for who might start. The obvious danger man, although maybe not obvious, but for me, is Nciso. I think he's one of the, he's the next player, basically. If he didn't get injured at the beginning of the season, there would be calls of he'd be the next one to come out of Brighton. He's superb. He's not up there with McAllister for the best player that I've seen there, but he's definitely going to be the next one off the production line, or South American production line. João Pedro, I think, is too established to have been that unknown. I think Watford is a known club. If I can try and remember which Paraguayan side Nciso came from. Libdad, maybe? I don't know. Anyway, he's the player I'd watch out for. Loves a shot from 40 yards, I think, as everybody saw last year when he won the goal of the season. Basically did one against Chelsea, then did one against City. But I still feel, I don't know, it's difficult for how I feel Brighton will get on in this game. Every time this season I've said Brighton are going to get smashed, they've gone and beaten Tottenham and didn't get battered by Liverpool. Only lost 2-1. So it might be tighter than I expect. But I think if Van Heek at the back plays like he did against Liverpool, Arsenal will have no problem at all, because I think he was pretty poor. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know what else. What other stats have you got, Danny?
Before I do that, before when we do the show, people, if you've listened before, you may well know that I like to include other people's countries, like Graham in Michigan and Dave in Calgary. And who else have I got here? Got Cy in Dallas, Tom in Philadelphia. So we've got some Hantumi. What country are you in and what major city are you in? Then when I do it, I will occasionally have you listed as the people that I will add to it. And formerly Noza. What country or big city are you in? And then I can add that to it and then just mix it up a little bit. Like, what else other ones have I got here? I've got Mike Hertz in San Jose, Lone Star in Austin, Texas. And then I will say it's 5 o'clock there. Or Boy 10 in Johannesburg. So let me know. Oh, Hantum is in San Francisco. Oh, excellent. Right. In SAN. Then I'll fill the rest of it in later. Good. Oh, Pete Little says, did any of your panel know, hold on, I can't read it when it's small. Did any of your panel know, but at the same time, Save the Children arranged matches for kids who were orphaned in Africa and showed some talent in the game? No, I didn't know that.
Interesting.
Good.
Yeah. It's a question from Mr. Bob Blex as well. I'm going to get that one up, which just says, Bonnie Notti. But yeah, Buena Notta. He's been playing number 10 for a bit. He's an interesting player. Like one of my colleagues, he's a proper Brighton fan, not like me. He's just a pretender. He thinks Bruno Nossé is a great player. I'm not so sure. I think he's still young and raw. It does in Italian. Yeah, I think if he does start, be touch and go whether or not he's effective. That's my personal opinion on him. I think he's got a lot more to grow. Same with a number of Brighton players, but that's what you get when you have a model of bring in loads of cheap, young South American or just general talent from other leagues.
You've gone full Benfica, Sporting Lisbon.
Exactly. And just see what sticks at that point. Pete Coulson's asked a question as well. If Arsenal could sign one Brighton player, who would I pick? I think I mentioned already, probably Nciso. Option for instead of Martinelli.
He plays left wing
or number 10. Just aggressive in terms of how he wants to attack the ball. Loves a shot from about 40 yards, 30 yards. Yeah, like all good proper South Americans should. He's probably the player at the moment, but there isn't many right now in this current crop of Brighton.
Because we've either stolen them, Man United or Chelsea have stolen them.
Well, the big one was was McAllister. That was the one that I banged on about all last season, that Arsenal should have snapped up. And obviously now.
And where'd they pick him from? The gutter?
Exactly. Never heard of where he came from.
No.
So he was at Argentina Juniors. But then
where was he ever won?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, just never won anything of note. One of my friends who's a Liverpool fan did say, well, he's moved to Liverpool now, he can win bigger things than win at Brighton. I was like, he won the frigging World Cup, something bigger than that.
True.
And it was messy as well. Anyway, sorry.
People, if you can put your predictions in, because not all of you will stay for the whole game, if you can put Brighton score and then Arsenal, makes it easy for me to read out. I've got yours, Brady Banana, thank you very much. I'm going to ask, Patrick, whereabouts in Sweden are you? I'm going to put you on my list of time zones when I'm reading it out. If there's anyone else here, I know Mr. Boblex is in the UK and Alan Bastard's probably in the UK. Paul Nell, I don't think I've got you down, Paul Nell. Going to add that to my list.
I'll answer Hachimi as well. Matoma's injured. I think he's out for the season as well. Just fine. He was getting overplayed at that point. And obviously, inevitably, he just broke down. And I was there. And Fatty's not doing anything.
Paul Nell's put in there. Here we go. Josh 1, Arsenal 3. I think Paul Nell's teasing you. Oh, Barry Bryan has done his one. I will read them all out in one go later on in the show. So, oh my God, they're all putting him in there.
I don't know who Mr. Boblex is talking about.
Right?
I don't know what Mr. Boblex was talking about there. So, Barry Byrne, hope to serve, he stays at Brighton because I want to see if his rotation policy pays off long term. Oh, Ghostbusters are here.
I know, it's the
off. There's something strange in your neighbourhood. Well, I can keep going. Don't you worry, Danny. I want to see if his rotation policy plays off next long term. He has already confirmed that Bart Verbruggen, if you're referring to the goalkeeper situation, is going to start. He will now have started the last four games. I think this was a case of Jason Steele, a good goalkeeper, but ultimately, when you spend north of £15 million on a goalkeeper, he's going to start for you. Eventually. Welcome back. I think it's a bit like you see with certain players that you want to come straight into the team because you paid a lot of money for them, but you just bed them in slowly. And by the end of the season, they're a starter for you. I think maybe a bit like how we thought about Kivior at Arsenal. And same, I guess, with Raya, just kind of trying it out. Mr. Boblex, yes, loaned to Boca before he came. Pete Coulson would take a punt on Evan Ferguson. He is having a very iffy season. Yeah. He's forgotten what a goal looks like.
Didn't that happen to the other Irish young bloke you had? He's out on loan at the moment. Came in, scored goals. Everyone thought, oh, he's brilliant.
Which one was that? Oh, Aaron Connolly. Sold him. He's at Hull. Yeah. He's up with Liam Rossini. Yeah, we got rid of him. He had a fight in a club with someone from Love Island, and then, yeah, he was gone. Graham Potter got rid of him. Evan Ferguson, interesting option, but I would have a look. If you're going to spend that money and try and get a striker out of Brighton, Pedro, that's the one. João Pedro, because he's going to command a similar fee. And I think he was long enough at Watford that he might be homegrown. What have we got from... Sorry, you're grabbing all the results. Is there anything there?
Yep.
Nice.
I'm just looking.
I don't know which Italian player Mr. Boblex is referring to. I can't think of an Italian at Brighton other than the manager. Buenos Aires is Argentinian, if that was the player thinking about. Ooh, Pete Little. Got that. He's going for a slobber knocker.
What's he gone?
2-4. Oof.
Has he indeed? Noza, you can't get away with a draw. You can't just say a draw. That's you're not allowed. Noza, you got to do better.
No.
Let's read through some more stats and things I've got here. Right, where were we? Previous games v Brighton, played 29. Arsenal have won 16. Brighton have won 8, and we've drawn 5, which is just shows you how I remember Brighton being in Division 1 back in the 80s, and then they disappeared from football, had the ground taken off them, almost died, Division 4, and then they come back. So it shows anything is possible. The first game versus Brighton, the 12th of January, 1935. Brighton and Hove Albion 0, Arsenal 2 in the FA Cup. Last three games away at Brighton, all competitions, Josh. The most recent one was the 31st of December. That's New Year's Eve. Yep. 2022, Arsenal 4, Brighton 2. Saka scored first, 1-0. Ødegaard 2-0. Nketiah 3-0. And then Matoma 3-1. Martinelli 4-1. Evan Ferguson 4-2. What do you remember about that game, and were you there?
No, I wasn't there. I was out for New Year's Eve. I was in Portsmouth. I missed that game. And we're going to go into the next one as well, aren't you? And I wasn't at that game either.
Oh, okay. The next one was the 2nd of October 2021. It was Arsenal 0, Brighton 0. And then
that was the wettest game known to man. And that's the reason why I couldn't go, because my Lyft refused to drive there because he didn't want to get wet. I remember texting Collings just asking if he was there already, and he said he'd been there for...
Did he get his man to reply to you?
Yeah, his servant said that Milord was absolutely soaked through, and I thought, fuck it, I'm not going.
In that game, Arsenal started with eight different nationalities. English, Brazilian, Ghanaian, Scottish, Japanese, Norwegian, Belgian, and where's Aubameyang from?
What am I going to say? It's not Gambia.
I'm going to click Gabon. Gabonese.
Gabon.
Yeah, it's Gabonese. So a Gabonese one. And Smith Rowe started right. That game was much of a muchness. And anyone in there, Trossard played against us. And Ben White played for us. And then the game before that was the 29th of December. Again, ruining your Christmas. 29th of December 2020. The Arsenal won. Brighton 0. Lacazette scored in the 66th minute. And the lineup for Arsenal that day, I always like to do this. Bernd Leno in goal. Hector Bellerin at right back. Left back Tierney. Centre backs of Holding and Mari. Then central midfield would have been Xhaka and Elneny. With Saka on the right. Martinelli on the left. Aubameyang up front. And Smith Rowe probably playing in the 10. Arteta was manager. And then players that came on, Ashley Maitland-Niles, Conservative, came on for Smith-Rowe. Danis Ceballos came on for Saka in 81, still at Real Madrid and winning stuff, unreal. And Lacazette came on for Martinelli and scored the goal. It looks like he scored the goal. He came on in the 66th minute and scored in the 66th minute.
And nobody was at that game, I can confirm that.
Nobody. You got, quite a few players. Bernardo, a Brazilian, where's he now?
Oh,
probably been sold.
Salzburg, I think. Bless you. I think he went back to the... He's at one of the RB group. Actually, no, there were... I think there were fans in that game. I think it was one of the few... I think it was a test event, anyway. Remember those.
Oh, played behind closed doors.
Mm.
So there you go. And Ben White and... Leandro Trossard were both unused substitutions, as was Danny Welbeck, apparently. I'm trying to... Trossard did come on. Yeah, it says bench and then came on. Yeah, Trossard came on for bloody hell. Jan Bakanash.
Do you want me to do that?
Go on.
Yakenbash.
Bless you. Right, moving on from there, we have Mikel's record against Brighton. Played 9, won 4, lost 4, and drawn 1. Record against De Zebri. Played 4, won 2, lost 2. That's a little bit dodgy. And then we have got players that have played for both sides. So you got a few of these. Matt Ryan.
Yeah. Matty Ryan. That's
Gavin Hoyt. Arsenal Gavin invincible. Hoyt. I think he was an invincible. Steve Sidwell.
Yeah.
Chupa Chupa Abgom, mother trucker. Yep. Graham Barrett. Paul Dickov, who has now been mentioned in three shows in a row as a player that has played for both clubs. I'm just going to go and check on that. Hold on. My right wrist is not playing game. So I'm going to go here and I'm going to type in Paul Dickov, because that would be a hat-trick of games. P-A-U-L-D-I-C-K-O-V. Yeah. If he played for Luton, he bloody did. So the last three games we have played, Man City, he played for. Luton, he played for. Brighton, he played for. So...
Lovely stuff.
Who did we play before Man City? It wasn't any of these, no. Unless it's Crystal Palace. The only other Premier League teams he's played for is Crystal Palace, and that's it. So that's the run has ended. The mighty Paul Dickov, three preview shows in a row. He's played for us for all three. Absolutely wonderful.
Well done, Paul.
So just making sure that I haven't missed any of the predictions. Remember, people, put your predictions in if you haven't done it already. Where are we down to? Paul, do you like Colin Pate? Do you remember him?
No.
Centre back. We bought him from Chelsea. Not very good as a George Graham by Martin Keogh. I don't know if he's any relation to Martin Keown or I've missed the N off the end. I think we sent
him there. I think it's the N. Loan. Yeah, he was on loan.
Okay. Then Steve Gatting, a brother of England cricket legend, someone else Gatting. Mike Gatting, was it?
Mike Gatting. Joe Gatting played as well. And then he retired to go and play cricket. He was one of the strikers. That was the level that I was watching for Brighton when I started watching them, that one of their players went and retired to go and play cricket instead.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Shocking.
There was a few that were on the list as well that were missing because you didn't do current players.
Well, I haven't finished yet.
Oh, sorry.
Ireland legend and fullback Sammy the Nelson Nelson. And played your mate, who I wasn't on the list, and who was your buddy, your pal, your chum?
Matty Upson.
Nearly. Matty Upson. Do you know that we nearly snatched him up as the first people to get him to do media because I think Chris knew him down in the Southwest. Or knew of him, and he'd asked him if he'd come on, and he said, yeah, I remember Chris. I don't know if you remember Chris. No. And, he's like, I'm running. And, yeah, he said he'll come on and do some stuff. And then some others heard him and snapped him up, so we never quite got him on. But we were the first to get Dave Hillier and Jimmy Carter. And who was the other one? I can't remember who the other one was. Another really good. D.I.D. and Sellit, anyway, I'm waffling. So, yeah, a list of quite a few players we've been shipping at both clubs, plus a whole host of youth players as well, because Brighton isn't that far from London. I mean, it is in traffic, but yeah, as the crow. If you get a crow, it's not very far at all.
No.
You can get them to drop you off. Currently in the Premier League table, I have forgotten to do this, so I need to go and click on this. And then
all I remember from Brighton is they're currently 6 points off, or 5 points off sixth.
Yep, they are in ninth position, 43 points, won 11, drawn 10, lost 9, and they are 25 points behind the Arsenal. And then if I do the home record, Brighton are played 14, won 7, drawn 6, only lost 1. Now, does that give Brighton fans something to grasp at?
Yeah, I knew the home record was quite good. I don't remember seeing many losses, and I guess it makes sense that it was only one.
Scored 28, conceded 16. Also,
what I'd also say is that City and Arsenal haven't come down to the Amex yet. Still got to play City. Played Liverpool. I think Liverpool was a draw, if I remember rightly.
Yeah.
So that's it. I do expect that home record to change slightly. There's definitely been some nervy games, we'll put it that way. I'm trying to think who the loss was against. It was someone rubbish. Someone we shouldn't have lost against. I think it was Sheffield United.
That would be, that's impossible.
I think it was Sheffield
Premier
United.
League and at home.
It was Sheffield United, De Hood got sent off.
West Ham, you lost 3-1.
Oh,
And Everton at the end of last season, 5-1. But apart from that,
did go to
beat Southampton 3-1, 1-1 Man City, 4-1 Luton, and recently 1-0 Forest, 1-1 Everton, 4-1 Palace, 0-0 Wolves, 4-2 Spurs. Were you at that?
No.
Why do you ever go? What was the point of having a season ticket? Every game I've mentioned, you've not been at.
Well,
come on, boy.
Yeah, I didn't go to that game. You know why? It's because I thought Brighton were going to get battered, and I didn't want to see Son, basically. I'd already laughed at him last season to his face.
Answer this question. So
oh, yes. Sorry, I've highlighted them. Yes, there are some good pubs near the... near the Brighton ground. No. There are no pubs near the Brighton ground. Brighton Station is where you'd be going. Or you're going straight into the concourse. I can't think of any pubs around it near the stadium. Because it's on the university campus, basically. So it's middle of nowhere.
Frowned. You know, students don't like to drink.
Well, yeah, exactly. You put them in other parts of the town. But if you're by the station, I'm trying to think what ones are away fan. Okay, when I saw Mike last year, he was in the... Which pub is he in? He was in the Grand Central. You can go to the Grand Central for sure. There was another one across the road from there that is also okay for away fans. Caxton is a Brighton pub, but the landlord will take money from anybody. So just go in there. It's fine. It'll be a good atmosphere in that one. That's a tiny little pub, but yeah. Otherwise, Grand Central, you'll be fine. Good pub to go into.
Good. Pete Little says, Steve Gatting, we actually had Brian. No, we didn't. We had Aston Villa manager John Gregory on once. Mm. And he said Brian Little, but that was another Villa manager. He says, Steve Gatting at Brighton in the early years was a good mate of mine. His brother Mike was not a bad cricketer as well. Good. Breaking news, formerly Noza says, the gyoza were delicious. I don't eat anything I can't pronounce.
Nice.
Why was Josh in Portsmouth?
Oh. One of my friends lives there, and he'd invited us out for dinner for New Year's.
I don't know. You had friends. You kept that quiet.
Yeah, no, sorry.
Josh is right about Trossards, does Steph?
Well, there we go. Thanks, Steph.
Shocking news. Formerly Noza says, I make my own stuffings. Tonight it was bacon, pork, mince, cabbage, spring onions, leeks, ginger, garlic, and various sauces. I would just have the bacon and put the rest in the bin. Demsec has turned up. Demsec, we would like... a prediction, if you don't mind. Has Barry done a prediction?
Barry has feared that he's going to have a bad time because there's no pubs near the ground. On the upside, they serve Harvey's beer in the concourse. I think they're normally quite good for away stuff, so I wonder if they've got Camden House.
Did you click on something?
I had clicked on it, but then you clicked away.
Anyway, it's fine.
Mr. Poblex has recommended a bar, loading bar on the beach. Yep. Further away from the stadium than the Grand Central, and maybe he's getting creepy. If you're ever in the loading bar, Mr. Poblex, let me know. It's not far from
Travisor is there. We need your prediction, Travisor, and we need one from you as well. Franklin on Twitter.
As well, wasn't
there? Hello, Franklin. Hello, Twitter. I'm glad there's somebody there. So it's come on, more predictions, and then I will...
Where's the other question?
Go on. I'll let you press the button.
This one. Is there anyone who is the Brighton list to replace De Zerbi and also Nelson to Brighton last month? It was Nelson last season as well before he signed his new contract. So there's clearly something in that one. I don't think there's there's always a list, I would say, for what Tony Bloom's got to replace De Zerbi. On my list of like personal people that I think might be up for it, or they might go after, would be either Liam Rossini from Hull,
bring him back to the club. In the media at the moment.
Because he's doing the right thing. Yeah. Because he's doing the right thing. What an arsehole. Yeah. Or I wouldn't mind Rob Edwards.
Oh,
as an outsider shout. Yeah. I think he also did good things at Watford and did very well at Forest Green Rovers, another team that I follow.
Yeah.
But yes.
They're never getting to the Premier League. They're fucking off back to the conference where they belong. Mm. Their gobby owner coming on talk radio, gobbing off. Shut up, man. Get your bloody water heater and stick it up your bum. Oh, Trav's done a prediction. Demsec, come on, give us a prediction. Yeah. Saka on the bench is not a decent prediction. Hey, come on, there's people watching. According to the broken StreamYard, there's 235 of you watching on Twitter. There's not. I don't know what that means, and it's broken. Nope. I think as it only goes up, I think it may be the number of people that have watched. 27 maybe. Watching on the YouTubings and one on Facebook. We want your predictions, people. Come on. And then I do a short video of it that goes on our TikTok, @_Bergkamp_Wonderland. And it also goes on our Instagram now, our Instagram Reels, Facebook Reels. Matt D'Souza is there. He's making it hard for me, putting 1-2.
Well, don't worry. Formerly Knows is just continuing not to put a score line, but instead put words.
Has Noza done a prediction yet?
It has. It's 2-2.
Oh, where's that? That's cheeky. Yeah. That's good. They're messing me up because they...
It's unfair. Danny can't read. Leave him alone.
Oh, here we go. There's two more there. We have got a record 17 predictions.
Demsec, sort it out. You don't think a 2-0 win. I know you don't mean a 2-0 win.
Why?
No, because you asked him to put it the right way around.
Demsec, unless he's gone for a Brighton fan. Look what Barry's done. That's what I need. I need it like that. Avon. Click it again.
Avon, the only thing it was, Brighton have only lost once at home. Yep, they have only lost once at home. But you've seen what happens when Brighton lose. They can lose big time style. So, yeah. I feel like Arsenal are strong enough to repel the attack and then push back.
I've only got one more bit of stats to go. Current form, last five Premier League games. Arsenal 1-4, drawn 1, lost 0, scored 14. That's dropping by the game because we've only scored 2 in the last 2 games. Has conceded 2. Brighton 1-1, drawn 2, lost 2, scored 3, conceded 6. Now that is worrying, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a little bit worrying.
So what do you, how do you think the game's going to go? We might as well move on to that while I harass Demsek to put a proper score in.
Well, you can tell Stefan as well that you did tell him at the beginning of the show, but he was late. Demsek's done something properly as well. So how do I think the game's going to go? I think it's going to be kind of... Brighton are going to go aggressive, but Arsenal can weather the storm, push back on the counter. I do expect like a wild card of a front three from Arsenal again.
Number one.
Maybe Saka, Martinelli and Jesus, because they don't need Havertz for a kind of that physicality.
Bayern next week. Target.
Yeah, exactly. Playing it a bit smart. So that's what I'd say anyway.
Stefan's messing with me now, for fuck's sake. Demsek, put a proper result in. Archangel, nice to see you, Squire. If you could put in a prediction, that would be lovely. The very least I'll have is what Stefan's done, 1-3. Demsek has gone 0-2 to someone. You're very bad, babe, but don't make me DM you pictures of my cat's bum holes, because I will. Matt says, this will be one of those games that I can't see us winning comfortably. Will be squeaky bum time type of game. Some fatigue. Champions League next week feels tricky. Sir Alan Bastard, MP, you haven't done a prediction yet, I don't think. Come on, Sir Alan. We've never had 20 predictions for me to read. I've got 45 seconds to do it. And if you get some more in, I might struggle. So, Sir Alan, you need to do it. Has Matt D'Souza done his one? Matthew.
See, it's an interesting thing from Alan Bustard MP as well, that about who would be playing on that left back role for Brighton. And I'm not quite sure who it'll be. I don't know if it'll be Igor or Estupiñán. It depends on who the right back is. That's what I have noticed. That they'll tend to only have one flying fullback, and De Zerbi has tended to go with Tarek Lamptey on the right back, which then causes a centre back to go Igor to play. But then he did the complete opposite against Brentford and played Veltman and Igor. So I don't know. That's the place where the rotation will happen. Igor, biggest legs on any man I've ever seen. He's got 2 tree trunks.
Good ghoulie. Oh, there's a new name here, Tony K. Oh, no, I've seen it. He's playing a guitar that wasn't his in the shop. Well, it looks like Man United won't be doing us a favour against Liverpool. They look shocking. That doesn't mean they're not going to smash Liverpool. I have seen worse things. Tony, get your prediction in. That would be 22 predictions if Tony K puts his one in. Dempsey says, Raya. Go on.
Oh, sorry, so you got one from Matthew as well. It's the wrong way around, but I'll allow it.
Yeah, he's done one before. Dempsey says, Raya hasn't played in 6 games and has managed 11 clean sheets this season. Oh, mama.
It's very impressive.
That is incredibly impressive. We've been going for 43 minutes, Josh. That is about 15 minutes too long. Right, people, there will be a moment of silence, and then I will try and read out all the predictions in 45 seconds or less, because I'll be longer than that, and it won't qualify as a YouTube or reel or any of that lot. And frankly, people don't even look at our TikTok. Matt Roberts follows us there, and so does Daniel. But Daniel doesn't even watch the shows live. Sad times. And Josh, when I finish doing all of their ones, I need you to give me a quick prediction. And like Barry says, drum roll. So quick prediction. I'll do a quick one and then hopefully get it all in with 45 seconds. Come on.
You want it now?
No, not now. At the end of all of these, I'm going to try and get these out. I'm just doing some mouth exercises. Potato, mushroom. Here we go. A bit of silence, and then I will read them out. Here is the predictions for Brighton versus Arsenal from the listeners during the live show. Brady's Banana has gone 2-0 for Arsenal. Paul Nell, not Neil, has gone 3-1 the Arsenal. Barry Bryan, 2-1 the Arsenal. Pete Coulson, 3-1 the Arsenal. Hantumi, 1-0 the Arsenal. Colin Addy, 3-1 the Arsenal. Patrick Carlson, 3-0 the Arsenal. Pete Little, 4-2 the Arsenal. Mr. Boblex, 2-0 the Arsenal. Stefan Selby, 3-1 the Arsenal. Franklin, 3-0 to Arsenal. Sai off his trolley, Brighton 5, Arsenal 1. Travis Orr has gone 3-1 the Arsenal. Matt D'Souza, 2-1 the Arsenal. Formerly Noza has gone a Desmond, 2-2. Barry Bryan, 2-1 the Arsenal. Avon Not Teddington has gone 1-1. Stefan has gone 3-1 the Arsenal. Demsek has gone 2-0 the Arsenal. Archangel, 2-0 the Arsenal. Sir Alan Bastard MP, 3-1 the Arsenal. Tony K, 3-0 the Arsenal. And Mosea has gone 3-0 the Arsenal. BX has gone 3-1 the Arsenal. Josh, what are you going for?
4-0 the Arsenal.
And I'm going to go 2-0 the Arsenal. Hopefully that was 45 seconds. I haven't seen your name before, you panicked me. I was going to call you Hotel, but Mosea.
I enjoyed just as you started, three predictions came in, so I made sure to star them immediately.
24 predictions, people. Thank you very much. Now, if we got 24 thumbs up, that would be pretty good.
That's asking a lot, isn't it?
How many thumbs up have we? Or we actually got 26 thumbs. No, we got 12 thumbs up. That'll do.
Well, guys.
Thank you very much for putting those predictions in the chat as I was going. Did anybody else chuck one in? Look at that. Look at this dirty little bum trumpet. Beachy mouse. She's singing along to that. Yeah. There's my child. That's a long 10 minutes. I knew I should have threw her mum down the stairs. Would have solved a lot of problems early on. Rudy, you've missed out on that. So, Josh, any fun making me text and drive? Bad parenting. She had a loan car the other day. Her car is a 1 litre Audi A3 turbo petrol, passive turbo. They gave her a courtesy car. It was a 1.4, and it was the one that's got the electric partial electric. My God, she will span it out of the Audi garage, and she didn't want to give it back. She thrashed the life out of it. It has a top speed of 144. My God, did she give that a go, allegedly. Right, Josh, final words. Just shut me up, because God knows I won't shut up unless I'm told.
All right. If anybody is at the game and wants to see me, just give me a shout. If not, just get a pie and you'll be very happy. I would recommend chicken, leek and ham.
There you go. He's a modern day Ainsley Harriet. Great to see. And you are surprisingly tall, aren't you, Josh? You look like a small man, but you're not. How tall are you?
I'm actually distinctly average, 5'10".
Good
6
number,
foot on a good day. Depends. Depends if it's raining. Depends what shoes I'm wearing. I might
if you're going in drag, 6'2".
Exactly.
Lovely jubbly. Right, Josh, thank you very much. This has been entertaining. Wave goodbye to the boys and girls and say goodbye to Sian, because she might still be watching.
Goodbye, Sian. Stop driving and texting.
Stop driving and watching. See you all tomorrow. Me and Deke, 7:30. Goodbye.
As soon as I scored that goal, I was fucking livid. Get down, dog. Splendid business.
He nearly caught the bloody thing. What are you talking about?
So I've just eaten a full quiche. Well, you don't often see them at Ibb, so when you see them in the supermarket, they need to be swagged, microwaved immediately, and get the brown sauce on and bosh, Bob's your uncle.
Never in doubt.